Hello, and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. I thank God that we are able to be together this morning to begin our day in prayer. Today is Tuesday, and we're in the ninth week after Pentecost. Today, we continue our reading of Mark's Gospel. Though we may have heard Jesus' story many times, we are trying to listen with fresh ears to what Jesus says and does, and by doing so, pray that the Spirit deepens our faith and our understanding. And now we begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew through the abiding Word of God. A reading from Mark chapter 6, beginning at verse 45. Immediately, he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, he went up on the mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came toward them early in the morning, walking on the sea. He intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astonished. For they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Just as we read in John's Gospel on Sunday, the story of Jesus walking on the water comes immediately after Jesus feeds the 5,000. The two stories are somehow connected, so much so that we are told that the disciples were utterly astounded because they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. I wonder, what were the disciples supposed to understand about the loaves that would have changed their reaction to Jesus walking on the water, entering their boat and bringing calm to the sea? Was it that Jesus wants us to understand about the loaves? What is it that Jesus wants us to understand about the loaves? Could it be that Jesus wants us to see in the miracle of the loaves, the coming of God's kingdom in and through him? That in Jesus, God has come to call, gather, and shepherd God's people once again. That in Jesus, God has come to feed his people like a shepherd feeds the flock. That in Jesus, God has come to bring us peace and to set us free. That God has come in Jesus as the one who walks upon the waters of the deep and puts them in their proper place. And that when Jesus appears to them triumphant over the powers of sin and death, he will not be a terrifying ghost, but the hope of the world and the source of its salvation. It seems to me that this story of Jesus walking on the water looks forward to Easter. It looks like the sign of a risen Christ appearing to his disciples after he is raised from the dead. And if we understand the loaves to speak of his death for the life of the world, then the disciples should also expect that he will come to them in peace to dwell with them, risen from the dead, so that the picture they failed to see before them is a kind of Easter vision. But of course, how would they know that? They couldn't, but we will. We do. And they will again one day after the resurrection. For it is here on this side of Easter that we can start to understand the mystery of the loaves and the coming of God's kingdom in Jesus Christ our Lord as the one who brings calm to the sea, the one who is eager to be with us and to abide with us forever. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord, who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ, and for all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gift of relationship with others, for the communion of faith in your church. For what else are we thankful? Merciful God, I might renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who are sick, for those who are afflicted, for those who are bereaved, for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. For who else or for what else do we pray this morning? Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. love, and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.